Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got our coaches' clipboards for the grand final coming over the next 24 hours. This afternoon we're going to have Ivan Cleary's coaches' clipboard and we're going to have two parts to it, page one and page two. Normally we do 3 points for the grand final, big occasion we've done six. So we've got 6 points to talk about. The first three we'll be discussing on this episode, point one, two and three, and then four, five, six will be a little bit later this afternoon, so stay tuned for that. And then we'll be doing the same with Brad Arthur's coach's clipboard tomorrow, which will be Saturday throughout the day. So stay tuned for those four podcasts of coach's clipboard. In my opinion, probably the best rugby league content of the week. All right, let's get stuck into coach's clipboard, page one for Ivan Cleary, going for back-to-back premiership wins as a head coach in his third grand final in a row and his fourth grand final as a head coach. Remember, he did take the New Zealand Warriors all the way back in 2011 to the grand final that season, getting dusted by the Glenn Stewart-led Manly Seagulls. All right, page one for Ivan Cleary, and of course, he's playing the Parramatta Eels, so you know what we're going to talk about first of all, winning the ruck. I'm going to read you through this one. As always with the Eels, if you can beat them through the middle, you have essentially won this contest. We know what Junior Bolo and Regan Campbell-Gillard are going to bring. It's the other guys who can break it open, though. The edge back rowers and Matto. The first 20 minutes of Matto's stint is where para games are often decided. Big test for Leota, Fisher-Harris and Isaiah Yeo. Now, we know what we're going to get from your Junior Bolo and your Regan Campbell-Gillard. We know that they are going to go direct. It's always been a worry for me over the last 2 years when you can tell in the first 5 or 6 minutes how Parramatta are going, whether they're going sideways or not. Personally, I think that these two front rowers have taken their game to a new level over the last 6 months, and they have genuinely realised that if they go forward, the Parramatta Eels, they win the vast majority of games they are in. So it used to be a watch for me for a very long time to watch the first hit-up of Junior Bolo and Regan Campbell-Gillard to see where they go and if they're looking for a pass, if they're looking for an offload, whatever it might be. And that would give me a good indicator of where the Parramatta Eels are at. I think that consistency is in their game now, and I think these two front forwards understand the impact that they can have early by just going forward. So I really have no doubt that's what you're going to get out of Junior and Regan. It's the other guys you've got to control through the middle. Isaiah Papali'i, Sean Lane, when they get turned under and they come back through the guts at the Penrith Panthers, which I think they will do a little bit, especially in wet conditions like this, you do want to keep it tight. I think you'll see those two coming back through the middle quite a bit, and they will really test the Penrith Panthers there, especially Isaiah Papali'i. Obviously, Sean Lane, he's a bit more, he's a bit of a different body shape. We call him the giraffe, and of course, he's got an offload, he's got all that. He does his best work sort of on the edge, though. I think through the middle is where Isaiah Papali'i can really cause a lot of havoc. I think you will see. Obviously, Mitch Moses, he's got a brilliant little short ball on him. I think you'll be turning Isaiah Papali'i probably under a little bit. You see quite often, and we'll talk about it in part two of Coach's Clipboard, Isaiah Papali'i, when he gets turned under, you watch Mitch Moses, that's when he loves to take on that short side defense. So that needs to be kept a close eye on there. It's Ryan Madison, though, for me, when it comes to controlling the middle with Parramatta, Matto, when he comes on, which had sort of been thrown around a little bit over the last few weeks because of sin bins. When Taylor May got sin binned in the Penrith game at the start of the final series, they brought Ryan Madison on straight away in that one. Then the other week, I forget who it was that got a HIA. I think it was Murata Neokore. He got a HIA early, I believe, in the South Sydney game. I'm talking off the dome here, I think it was. And he came on pretty early in that one. The Canberra Raiders game, I think it was. Sorry, he came on pretty early in that one and had a really good impact. And then you had the game last week. I'm just trying to see when he actually came on the field last week, Madison. I imagine it would have been a little bit later than the 15th minute. It was the 15th minute. He came off for Isaiah Papali'i, but once again, that was a HIA. So that sort of threw them out again a little bit. So there's been something in the first 20 minutes in the last 3 weeks in a row that has sort of thrown Parramatta's interchanges a little bit, not too chaotically, but a little bit. I think you'll see Matto come on in about the 20th minute or so in this game, assuming there are no injuries, no HIAs. I think he'll come off the bench. I think you'll see Murata Neokore start in the 13. And I think when Matto comes on, that 20-minute period, we've spoken about it a lot at the back end of this season, it's the biggest 20 minutes of the game when you're playing the Parramatta Eels, because that's when they can really strangle you out of games. And then you got Matto's ball playing as well, which you see the middle forwards, they get around, and we've seen it the last few weeks. We saw him put Junior Bolo over against the Canberra Raiders. We saw him put Regan Campbell-Gillard over last week as well. So these forwards, they love getting off the back of Matto. They know he's got soft hands, his timing is incredible, and they normally get into shapes of two. You saw it last week when they isolated Chad Townsend. It was Regan Campbell-Gillard that went over with Junior just inside him. They love running those two-man shapes off the back of Ryan Madison, allowing him to pick his moment. And when he is going with those two attackers on his side, all of a sudden it isolates him one-on-one, and that's where Matto can get an offload as well, and they can play second phase footy. If he's going with those twos, it means the A defender is sort of got Matto. Your B and C, they've got their hands full already. They can't take their eyes off Regan Campbell-Gillard Jr., Oregon Kafusi, Neokore, whoever the hell it is in those spots. You saw what happened last week. Chad Towns, and he tried to come in on Junior Bolo, I think it was, and it was Regan Campbell-Gillard just went straight through that gap. Matto, he is a former 5'8". He will pick those moments perfectly. You have to win the middle with this team, or they can pull your pants down there. Our second point, limiting second phase footy, and Madison becomes really key in this one as well. When the Eels are playing their best footy, they are going forward, but they are also offloading. The Eels pack will be looking to create second phase footy on Sunday. They'll be trying to make Penrith uncomfortable. On average this year, the Eels have had an NRL high 14 offloads per game. In their wins versus Penrith this year, so remember they've had two of them, they average 18 offloads. In their loss this year, they average just 12. So in their wins against the Penrith Panthers, they average 18 offloads. I think it was 19 and 18 in those two games. So very high amount of offloads there. When you consider they're leading the league for offloads per game, and they average 14 to create 18 and 19 against the Penrith Panthers and win both of those games, absolutely huge. So they'll be looking to do that. The game that they lost was at the start of the final series. They only came up with 12 offloads. So below their, not only their season average, but of course their average so far against the Penrith Panthers, both of those games they won. The thing about Parramatta's pack is that they've all got an offload ability. You've obviously got Matto and Junior, who are probably the two best offloaders in the side, but then IPAP and Junior and Sean Lane on the edges, they're exactly the same, especially when they get turned under. Sean Lane, he's probably the biggest worry. We saw it last week with his offloads. He can absolutely tear you to pieces. One they really need to keep an eye on. Regan Campbell-Gillard's got an offload as well, but I think Matto, Junior, and the two edge guys, they're the big guys that you need to stop. The other one is Nathan Brown. We'll talk about him on the podcast a little bit later today. He's also got a fantastic offload, loves bumping off contact. He's not afraid to skittle three or four guys. Sometimes it can be at the detriment of Parramatta, but I think that in this game, they'll just tell him to go mad and just create opportunities, which will mean he'll bounce all over the place. They might play a little bit unorthodox during that period, and he'll be looking for offloads as well. Penrith, they've lost two games this year against the Parramatta Eels. In both of those, a very high amount of offloads for the Parramatta Eels. It should be noted, one of those games is when Nathan Cleary was sent from the field. There's There's no denying that. But even the other game, they created 18 offloads and they managed to beat Penrith at Bluebet Stadium. That is no coincidence. If this Parramatta Eels side can play second phase footy and make the Penrith Panthers uncomfortable, force them to make more tackles than what they would like, it'll go a long way to seeing an upset in this grand final. Our last point. Another really obvious one, similar to the first one, pressure on Mitch Moses. Kick pressure on Moses will be key on Sunday night. The only time when the Eels looked like they were in control 3 weeks ago against the Panthers was when Moses had time to kick. If you give him time, he will make you pay. After putting two out on the full last week, I'd be letting Moses know early that he is under the pump. As a right foot kicker, I'd be challenging Kickout to time his run and get in Moses' face early. Now, when you think about a right foot kicker, obviously they would prefer to kick on the right side of the ruck. It gives you a little extra second to kick. So you think about on that edge, it'll be your left edge back rower who will be able to get a really good shot on him. It's a bit hard to time this all, especially when you are sort of kicking. But you see when Mitch Moses, he loves to kick and peel down that right-hand side, short side, when they get to play the ball on about the right upright. He loves to attack there. So it's a perfect opportunity for Kickout to really put some pressure on him. He doesn't have to force a charge down or anything like that like we've seen over the last few weeks, but if he can just get in Mitch Moses' face, he needs to know he's under pressure. He is a right footer. He loves to kick down that edge, as all right footers do. And when you think back to that game 3 weeks ago, the Panthers versus the Parramatta Eels, early on, the Parramatta Eels looked like they'd got themselves into the game when Mitch Moses was kicking down that edge. He caught Dylan Edwards out of position on one occasion. He put in another cracker where they had to hit it back infield and they forced a dropout. This is where Mitch Moses does his absolute best work. Being a right footer, he's on the right-hand side of the post, and when he's able to execute his kicking game from there, that's where he can be lethal. I would be getting Viliami Kikau to get up and put a heap of pressure on him. There's faster guys on that edge and whatnot, but Kikau, he's got that sort of presence, that big body that you're always watching where he is, and we saw what he did to Campbell Graham last week. Fortunately for South Sydney, Campbell Graham is the toughest motherfucker in the world, so it didn't impact him too much. But when you've got Kikau charging up and really going at Mitch Moses, I think that's where you could cause a bit of havoc there. He put two kicks out on the full last week. Now, Mitch Moses, I think he's turned a corner this year. I think he's been, well, not this year, sorry, the last 2 or 3 years. I think he's been fantastic, but still, that was another big game where Mitch Moses definitely didn't play his best, yeah? He put a couple out on the full. I mean, most halfbacks, you put two out on the full in a game, you've had an absolute shocker. Because Parramatta won and the grand final and everything, it's sort of, you know, covered up the issues that Mitch Moses had last week where he kicked a couple out on the full, really without a heap of pressure on him. So I think that will be playing on Mitch Moses' mind. And I think Viliami Kikau and the Panthers, they need to get up in his face early and let him know that he's under pressure. As I said, last time they played, the only time that Parramatta looked like they were in this contest was when Mitch Moses was taking control of this game with his right foot, and he can do it. If you give him time to do it, he will take advantage of you. That is part one of our coach's clipboard from the perspective of Ivan Cleary and the Penrith Panthers. Winning the ruck, limiting second phase footy, those two sort of go hand in hand. If you win the ruck, it's very hard to play your second phase footy. If the Parramatta Eels are allowed to play second phase footy, they'll tend to win the ruck. So those two will go hand in hand. And then Mitch Moses, we know he's got a premier kicking game. We know he struggled a little bit. It's sort of been overshadowed by all the glory of a grand final appearance, but he's a guy that they need to have kick pressure on all night. And if I was Kickout, I would be making it a mission of mine, similar to what he did with Campbell Graham last week, to really go after him and let him know that there is going to be pressure on him all night. I wouldn't be afraid to give away a penalty early to put Mitch Moses on his back with Viliami Kikau, just to let him know it's grand final night. We've been here 2 times before. We know what this is about.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You don't, and this is going to be a tough little evening for you. Part two of Coach's Clipboard coming a little bit later this afternoon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.